It's lovely.
It's the Two Johnnies Podcast.
The Two Johnnies Podcast.
Two Johnnies recording a podcast.
Hello, hello, hello.
You're welcome to the Two Johnnies Podcast, bringing you all the mayhem and news from the world of the Two Johnnies.
I'm Johnny B.
And I am Johnny Smacks. Lads and ladies, you are welcome to Podcast 36, coming to you from the tranquil Nirvana that is Two Johnnies HQ in Kerr, County Tipperary. On this week's podcast, we are discussing how Canada this week have legalized cannabis. For recreational use only, we discuss what are the positives and negatives of that and other recreational drug use.
We debate what are the five greatest sports-themed movies of all time, and Mighty Ducks may feature in Johnny Smacks' top five.
I'm not giving anything away. He's leathery and smooth, just like his beloved jacket. Noel Furlong will be here with the news.
And Maureen is here to keep order and grill us with her mystery topic. And we finish things off on this podcast like we always do with
Yurt and Dirt. Before commencing with proceedings, matters arising from last week's podcast, Mr. Chairman.
Yes, Mr. Chairman. Hedge sent us a Snapchat saying, first podcast I ever listened to. I drive a truck, so spend the last 2 days listening and nearly crashed many times. But sure, it'll be grand. Only 27 more to go. I'll catch up. Keep up the good work. Hedge, do not crash. And if you do, do not blame us.
David got in touch and he said, lads, just wanted to drop a line to say I had the crappiest day in work yesterday. Then last night running the kids all over the place for both football and hurling training. Got home, solid wrecked. Then up all night with one of the kids who was sick. Got up feeling worse than I did yesterday. Anyway, in the car park to go to work this morning and realised I hadn't finished the second live podcast. Listen to the last 10 minutes with Paul Collins and you guys closing with We've Got the World Tonight. So good, so funny. I'm literally walking into work with a smile on my face. David, that is what we do.
Aww.
Fair play to you.
Yeah, that's...
made someone happy anyway.
In relation to our discussion about having children, Fiona got in touch to say Johnny Smacks mentioned on the podcast this week that he wouldn't mind being old and being a dad and having babies at 50. But would you prefer at 60 years of age to be looking after a 10-year-old, worrying about Matt's homework, or would you prefer being able to have a drink and a bit of crack with your older kids? If you have kids at 50 and then they go to college and you're paying for their education, you're paying for it, you're in your 70s at least. Now, this woman said, I love spending time with my parents, socializing. They're the best crack, especially at Christmas when the spirits are high and everyone is in the mood. You know what I mean?
I was joking, like, Jesus Christ, I'm not going to have a child at 50. Christ, I'd be hoping it still works at 50, all right, but... Fionnán said, was listening to Maura about wanting 6 kids. I myself have 5 siblings and dad has told us that why would you pay money for a sheepdog when you could just have a load of kids to round up sheep and milk the cows for free? Child labour, lad. Fionnán is bang on there.
That's from Fionnán in Cavan. Also, Davey said about 6 kids. Before we got married, myself and the wife always said that we wanted 3 kids. Now that we have 2, we only want 1. Go on, Maureen, some broodmare.
I think that's a compliment, yeah. I don't know.
I'm going to say this. Robert said, lad, I was listening to the podcast while Mitchin in the toilets in school. The story with Noel came home from the confirmation came on and I started to laugh and I ended up getting caught. Robert, I would say you should not be listening to the podcast. This is an over-18s podcast. You should also not be Mitchin from school. And if you are Mitchin from school, don't Mitch in the toilets. Get away from the school.
That's just weird.
Yeah, it's just like, what? Like, just go to class. What? Just go to, like... class is that bad, you'd rather sit in a fucking cubicle. Robert,
and Robert, if you are 18,
yeah,
and are still in school hiding in the jacks,
you've got issues.
Yeah, come out with the jacks, dad. Come out with the jacks, okay? Just come out with the jacks. And the young fella snaps to say, this is not Johnny Smacks now, young fella snaps to say, lads, I live in London, a population of about 12 million people. Various cultures, cuisines and nationalities. With all their money, power, talks of Brexit, why is it so hard to find a hot deli counter that will serve a hot chicken roll? I've been from Wembley to Croydon, from Shoreditch to Chelsea in search of somewhere that will do it, and it's impossible. The people, the English people, have no more interest in looking after the young Irish lads than a dog has in its fodder.
Jeez, I feel sorry for the young fella out in London.
It is very hard to get a hot chicken roll in London.
So they tell me. And CMCC snapped to say, well, Johnny, loving the podcast. Noel has been on fire the last few weeks.
Woo!
I'd agree that if you're a poor hurler at 14, 15, it's usually too late to develop. But I've often heard stories that Seamus Harnedy was cat underage and was only on divisional squads because his father was the coach. I'm hoping I'll be a late developer too, but at 22, it might be too late.
Yeah, I didn't mean to discourage anyone, no.
Yeah, of course you didn't. And no disrespect to Seamus Harnady either, if he's listening to this. I don't know if that's true.
It's probably not true. Probably podcast not, disclaimer.
Yeah, podcast disclaimer. That is probably not true from CMCC.
I did have lads going like, oh, I heard Henry Shefflin was cat until he was a teenager and now he's flat. He wasn't. Because he was going to St. Kieran's and he was making a team. That means you've got to be at a good standard, lad. Kilkenny propaganda.
Mm.
And Steve Flynn said he had a similar toilet experience to the one Smax had.
Yeah, that was the toilet roll.
Okay,
not
sorry.
Coming out, not coming out. It wasn't like the young lad Mitchin in the toilets either. The toilet roll wouldn't come out.
Look, lad, whatever you're up to, don't worry. So, same thing happened to me with the toilet roll over in London. You know, where it won't come out through the little dispenser thing. No roll. So he pulls the trousers up, heads into the next cubicle, does the business. Realised he left his phone down in the other cubicle, went back to get it after he'd wiped, and it was gone. Most expensive poo he'd ever done.
My God, that is an absolute sickener. I'd go out to the shop and just say, listen, step out for belts, boys. Who robbed the phone? We want to find who you are now. We're going for belts. So who gets this week's Noel's News mug, which is kindly sponsored by HairyBaby.com, where you can buy loads of the Two Johnnies merchandise, among other things.
That's right. Check him out. I want to give us a lad who called Maura Broodmare. And yeah, what do you reckon?
Yeah, I go along with that. I particularly love his comment that says, now we have two kids, we only want one.
Yeah, but
I hope those kids don't grow up to listen to this podcast. So yeah, Davey gets the mug. We all in agreement there. On Mara, you broodmare. You get in touch with him, will you? Good woman. Lovely stuff. Right, the weekly roundup. What has been going on in the Two Johnnies land this week? Johnny, you were off in Copenhagen. Getting photos taken with bicycles there like a right cool dude.
I went to Copenhagen, right?
Oh, is that what you call it now? You travellers.
They actually spell it with a K, like Copenhagen or something.
Right.
First thing you notice about Copenhagen. Bikes.
Yeah.
Everybody cycles everywhere. Copenhagen, Denmark. Fact. Right? No, I swear to God, everybody cycles to work. Doesn't matter what you work at. You're in a suit, you're in a dress. Everybody cycles on a night out. Like, you cycle to the pub, and then you go to the nightclub, whatever, and everybody cycles home again.
Man, there's no way I'd manage to cycle home at 3:30 in the morning there, getting out of some of the establishments we'd be coming out of. And that is a fact.
Lads to be caught asunder.
What happens if it rains in Copenhagen? They're all cycling everywhere. A fella cycling to work in his suit.
Yep.
Soaked.
Get a jacket.
Sit down all day soaked to the skin. Like.
Get a jacket. nightclubs.
Mm.
They'd be very into their bodegas, sitting around chatting. They play dice in the pub. They have like four dice and a little cup. And you roll it. And then Smax has a score and he hides it. And then you guess like if you got more or less than the other person. And then whoever loses buys the round. And they all play this. Like they walk into a pub, order in the first round, throws out the dice there, lad. Before they even start chatting, they're all about playing dice. Nightclub, went to one nightclub. Underground. It's called KB18. Hardcore Trance, down the Meatpacking District. Right? We were going in, and Yohan's like, hey lads, this place doesn't get going until 4 a.m. Spray paint all over the walls. Candles. The DJ was up on a stack of pallets.
Are you sure? Sure that wasn't a bacon factory you were in or something?
It was once upon a time.
Oh, there you go. There you go, lad.
Absolutely mental spot. Great to see it though. I didn't stay very long. And what was outside? About 40 bicycles.
Wow.
People cycling from the pub to the nightclub and cycling home again.
Copenhagen doesn't sound like it's my type of place. I can't imagine going into Ryan's lad on a Thursday night or a Wednesday night there and saying to Peter, hey lad, throws out the dice there. He'd be like, what's that, some sort of code word for something or something?
Yeah, dice. But they don't be in like crazy mad, like it's more bodegas, like people sitting down, table service and stuff, as is the European model. Hurling team, I played a game of hurling out in the park. And the Copenhagen lads are very forward. Strangers were walking past going, what's this game you're playing? We're like, hurling. They'd be like, give me a go there. So loads of randomers were just walking home and like they saw us playing hurling and joined in.
Class.
And they were useless. Oh, I got sick after about 2 minutes. And then I was in a food court, sitting down eating something, like an Indian meal or something. I wasn't there 2 minutes. Two separate people came up. Where'd you get that? What's that? No. Like in Ireland, we'd be looking out the corner of our eye going, jeez, I wonder where he got that. But you'd never approach someone. They're very forward. And the boy said, if a girl likes you in Copenhagen, she'll go straight over like a bee.
Jeez, you must have gotten that done for the weekend.
Gosh, that I was. One place you have to go is Tivoli. So the world's first and second oldest amusement parks in the whole wide world are in Denmark. So Tivoli is the second oldest in the world savage amusement park. Very old school, like, you know what I mean? They only have one or two roller coasters. It's all like lights and lads out in boats and...
So it's like Tremor.
Less fights. The other place, there's a statue of the Little Mermaid, because your man Hans Christian Andersen's from there. But the Little Mermaid is absolutely dirt. Do not go out there. I think Carlsberg built the statue as a bit of a gimmick, and loads of people go there, but there's not to see. Don't do it. One last place, Freetown, Christiania. It was a military barracks until the 60s, and it was closed, and the hippies moved in and squatted there. Class. So now there's actually like military vehicles parked up, spray paint all over them, like no phones in there, because they sell drugs on the street.
Jesus.
And they seem to have some sort of arrangement with the people of Denmark, that in the middle of the city is a hippie commune. They don't seem to pay any tax, completely lawless. So we went in for a walk around, about
like
one
Turles.
Pint. Like Turles on a Saturday night. I thought this is class, a hippie commune. €10 for a pint.
not in hippie about that.
No, I stayed for one. We got the fuck out of there.
that wouldn't be like you.
But a very stylish place. Like there was nobody in like short skirts and high heels like a Saturday night in Ireland. But it was very, everyone was very well dressed all the time. There was no tracksuits. All the girls done up all the time. All the lads in blazers, fitted shirts. Very stylish people walking around wearing black, smoking fags, cycling. Nobody's overweight. Very quiet city because there's no cars. And the lights are always low. Street lights are low.
Would you move there?
Possibly. They have this thing called hygge.
Okay.
It's like the Danish word for like coziness, kind of, but it's more of a feeling.
Oh, yeah. H-Y. I call it hygge. That's the way I've seen it written. Yeah.
You've heard of it? Yeah.
We having a fucking podcast here. We're moving to Denmark.
This is what I've been up to. There you go. I've been talking about Denmark for about 3 minutes now.
Trying to bring a bit of culture to the podcast. Yeah. Hygge. Smax is protesting.
It's like, hygge. It's like, what are they talking about? Yeah,
they just
want
to talk about Mighty Ducks.
Yeah, no.
Back your hygge. Let's talk about the genius of Emilio Estevez.
So are you moving? Are we moving to Copenhagen? What are we going to call ourselves over there? The two Svens.
So that is Denmark. A very strange but a very interesting place. And I saw all the castles and all that crack as well.
Class.
No. What did you get up to this week, Johnny?
Just watched a bit of Netflix and I bought a Fitbit. It's kind of transformed my life.
Has it?
Yeah. So I know how many steps I take a day now. I know how lazy I am now. It's there in facts and figures.
How many steps are you doing on average?
On average, I think this week my steps are around 9,000.
Oh,
yeah, which isn't too bad.
Yeah,
you're meant to get 10,000.
10,000 per day.
Well,
yeah.
When you're driving for like 8 hours a day, how am I supposed to get my steps in walking in and out to Junction 14? Not going to happen. So, yeah, but my sleep pattern, my average sleep is 7 hours, which isn't bad. Yeah, so.
Very good.
We're not in a bad place with the old Fitbit. Yeah. Now, I don't know how accurate it is. It tells me like I was only in deep sleep for like, you know, 55 minutes a night.
Yeah.
But like, I reckon I'm in a coma. So, I don't know
how. It told you were in deep sleep for 55 minutes.
Yeah, so, but light...
What are you doing for the other 6 hours and 5 minutes?
Light sleep, Anderson. Like, REM is like...
Rapid eye movement. Yeah. So, like, the
that's when I'm vegging out, lad. People chasing me, my dreams and shit like that. Like, that's REM, so... But I get a lot of light sleep. But still, like, I reckon if a bomb went off outside, I won't even budge in the bed.
And is deep sleep that much better for you, then?
I don't think so. I think light sleep is meant to be the one that's good for the mind and the physical thing. Now, I'm only reading this off the carton that the Fitbit came in. Like, I'm no expert here. Also, I was watching a lot of Netflix, Johnny, while you were away. You know, I was educating myself. Prison Break's back on Netflix.
That counts as educating yourself, doesn't it?
Yeah, hey, listen, if we ever get locked up, lad, I'll know how to get out. Michael Scofield job here, right? But the problem was, I watched season one and two, like, a year ago, because I found the DVDs in my house. I just can't commit to 3, 4, and 5. I can't do it.
Why is that?
I haven't time. Oh. So, yeah. I looked at it and then was like, oh, if I got engrossed in that now, like, I'd probably have to take a week off. Probably take a week off the podcast. I'm in a prison break binge. That was my week, basically. Nothing else major. We actually done a sketch, Johnny. We did a sketch up this week.
Yeah, sorry. All of that is in the 3 days we had off last week.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
that was
for,
all...
for the other days, we were working.
Yeah. We condensed a lot into 3 days, in fairness.
We did a sketch for Vodafone. We did it with the students of NUI Galway. And we were competing against the Football Aegis and Enya Martin, two other internet sensations. And I think we're going to win.
God, you're very confident. Yeah, it was in association, with Vodafone, some centre stage thing. And you can find it on the Two Johnnies Facebook page or our Instagram. And there's a link there as well. And you can go on and vote for us. And if you vote for us, like, we get an absolute stack of cash. So go on and vote.
Yeah, come on.
The website address is centrestage.vodafone.ie.
That's it, Maureen. Bye. We'll throw them up. You just knock them out of park.
And we went down to Mill Street in Cork.
Yeah, we went.
Not on a Eurovision pilgrimage. But we were looking at calves.
I don't know how that place held the Eurovision. The Eurovision at the time then must have been just a karaoke competition in a pub, I'd say.
Because it's no exaggeration to say it's a galvanised shed.
No, honest, Scott.
The ceiling is cladding.
Yeah.
It looks like me father's shed on a larger scale.
I never really, I've never been to Mill Street. But
oh, you haven't lived.
I know. But like, the only time I would have had a notion of going is like when they're show jumping on there. So it's like show jumping, you know, a dairy cow show on Eurovision. It's like,
yeah,
interesting combination. You know?
Forget Copenhagen, lads. Get yourself to Mill Street.
I couldn't believe the effort that was going into the calves the cows. So when they're on show competing, they were telling us, we had it on Snapchat, it's the width between the ribs and the shape and her, the way she handles. And there was lads like hairdressers doing up the cows, cutting in to exaggerate certain muscles. Another lad would come along and he'd put powder in. And they were rubbing baby oil into the cows.
Johnny rubbed down a cow and he came back and said, "Hey lad, what's on that? My hand's gone black." His whole hand was gone black. They're dubbing on him or something, I'd say.
What do they call it? Scuff court. Scuff court.
And so your man was telling us, like, you know, he was telling us all this information about what the judges are looking for and something. So you mean they're meant to have a real straight back?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's.
But sure, they can manipulate it. They can spruce up the hair.
Yeah.
And make it straight.
So like.
Yeah, but so like, there's so much artificial dressing that you can do in the cow, but a good judge will be going in and having a rub and having a feel and having a touch.
Like, yeah, so. One cow like had a bad back, lads. He had a Mohican going down there. So that was a strange one. And then we rocked on from Cork. We went to Balton Glass in Wicklow. The big show, small show. It's only got 5 shows left now.
And that's the end of it.
And that's the end of it. We'll be back next year with a new tour. Details to be announced soon, lads. Right. Great night in Balton Glass.
Super night. As per usual, they sold way more tickets than they were allowed. That's the GA, like.
It was fantastic to know that the function room could hold 330. And there was at least 400 there. So, great job there by everybody in Balting Glass.
So, keep an eye out. We're on tour. We're doing Clare, Galway, Leitrim.
You'll find all the information.
Charleville. Yeah. And we're doing one more in the home county.
You'll find all the information you need on the Two Johnnies Facebook page. And we've got announcements coming up in the coming weeks on next year's tour and also some kids shows for those who aren't over 16. So that's all coming your way. All right. Topic number one, drugs.
Now, you may have heard this week that Canada legalized marijuana. Well, here's an extremely brief explanation of how things are going to work over there. So you have to be over 18. And you can have up to 30 grams of dried cannabis on you. Probably in a bag in your pocket, if I was to guess.
30 grams is fairly small enough for my butchering. Like, 30 grams of mince now would be small enough, lad.
But should the cannabis be fair light, lad?
That's true, yeah.
Be like leaves.
Like a briquette.
Oh, not even. Only licensed retailers can sell it. I suppose it'd be like an off-license type job. And a person is allowed to grow up to 4 plants for personal use, but not for sale. And you can't drive while you've been on it, while impaired. Now, how exactly they're going to measure that, we're not sure, but we are.
There's, like, you just can't consume any cannabis.
Well, but sure, it could be still in your system from the day before, would it, or?
Yeah, that's it. Like, basically, it's if a Canadian, a Mountie, knows that you're driving erratically, they'll pull you over and then they'll check you. I think they'll swab your saliva or they'll do it.
Same as here.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cool. Okay, so this week we decided to discuss why a person would be consuming it and what are the consequences of it, Jace Mack.
First off, why would someone consume cannabis? Cannabis contains a psychoactive substance called THC.
Woo!
The short-term effects of consuming this substance, according to drugs.ie, is you may feel sedated, chilled out, and happy. Some people feel sick, you may get the munchies, your pulse rate speeds up, blood pressure goes down, you have bloodshot eyes, dry mouth, tiredness. They're the short-term effects. Long-term, damage your lungs, can lead to mental health problems, depression, schizophrenia, may lower sperm count. Oh, I tell you, you won't be having many kids with that. It can affect your memory, mood, motivation, and ability to learn. It may cause anxiety and paranoia, may also affect your coordination and reactions, so you're more at risk of accidents, especially if you also drink alcohol. this would not encourage anybody to do drugs, which is a good thing. Mm. I think personally, I mean, why do you want to feel sick and like be?
Well, it says there you may feel sedated, chilled out, and happy. I get that from Nationwide.
That's
Mary Kendi does that to me.
This is my point. Like, if people think they feel the need to, like, oh, I want to feel chilled out and stuff, just buy a recliner.
Yeah.
Do you know, buy a recliner, put on the television, you know, maybe even light a candle in the sitting room. Who knows? You'll be fairly chilled out and happy then. Or have a bat. Mm. Don't do drugs, lads. Do you know what I mean? You'll be pure slow. If you're going around the place, you won't be able to tie your shoelaces. No, yeah. Don't get it.
So, but, I mean, it should it be treated the same as alcohol, Johnny?
Not in my book. Like, definitely not. Like, now, like, I know alcohol is a drug in itself, but like, I just think
it's great crack.
Yeah, look, I love me a few pints, don't get me wrong, like, but like, drugs just isn't my scene at all. I don't see the point. Like, particularly we're talking here about marijuana first. It smells. You're like an old dope going around the place after, like, you basically can't comprehend anything. That's what I've seen from people.
That's extreme now.
Johnny, I tried to play pool with a fella.
Yeah.
Who was after having a bit of marijuana.
Yeah.
Lad, he wouldn't pot a thing. He could barely hold a cue. He was stupefied.
Yeah.
So, like, why? Like, why would you bother?
No, I'm just saying, like, he's very stoned. The same as being very drunk, like.
Okay, fair enough. I see your point there, yeah. But I don't think he should be treated the same as alcohol. I can see the benefits of it, of course, but...
What are the benefits?
The benefits of like, legalising it like alcohol. Well, you can tax it.
Mm.
From a first start, like.
They reckon $200 million a year spent by punters on drugs in Ireland. That's a lot of wonga, lad.
That is some dough.
You could tax that. Huh? That. You could probably bypass Tiptown. No, there's a...
There was a big march in Tiptown this weekend, lad. Right.
Would you legalise drugs if it meant bypassing Tiptown?
No comment.
You'd have to think about it.
Yeah. But I think cannabis is a problem. Like, I think it's a gateway. It'll lead to harder drugs down the line. That is my opinion of it anyway. So I just think, in Ireland particularly, I mean, I know we're talking about Canadians here, but in Canada, let them do whatever the fuck they want. We're living in Ireland. I don't care what Canada do. Like, we're in America, where it was it's legalized in California.
Yeah.
And the bang of it down the streets.
Yeah.
Lads, like, are just lying on the street there, throwing off, like.
Laying off, man.
Not knowing what's going on. I wouldn't like it.
What do you think about it, Genevieve?
The money aspect of it and tackling the criminality is probably worth debating. Personally, no, I wouldn't like to see it legalised in Ireland. But I'm conflicted in that I hate telling people what to do. And if people are over 18 and are not harming anyone else and they say, like smoking cigarettes, sure, I'm only hurting myself. Like, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, but
I get it, like, do you know, but...
But you're smelling up my shirt as well, like, by standing beside me. I don't even like bags. Do you know what? They're rank. Stink. Yeah. Yellow fingers going around the place on you there. Jesus.
I think we'll see a time in Ireland when cigarettes are banned.
Yeah.
It may, 20, 30, 40 years. I don't know, but I reckon.
Sure, they're so expensive now, I think.
But you know, we look back now and say, do you remember the smoke, like when people used to smoke in pubs?
Mm. Yeah.
And there'd be women with kids in the pub, like, 50 years ago. That used to happen, like.
Yeah.
And I remember that time.
You'd be thinking, like, oh, that's crazy. I wonder, will there be a time when you're like, jeez, like, you know, we used to, like, get tobacco, dry it, and light it on fire and inhale it. And your grandkids would be like, what, granddad, you're crazy.
It's all vaping now.
Vaping is in, like?
Yeah, vaping is in now, big style, like. Lads going on remote controls up to their mouth there. Like a Sky remote. See some of them, like.
Smoking HD. Yeah. But drink as well, lad. Like, drink is bad for you too if you go at it too hard.
I understand that, like, but I just think drink is part of our heritage. Drugs isn't.
I'll call you up on this, right? Alcohol is definitely a drug, but it's very, we understand, we're very knowledgeable about what the effects of it are, and how it impacts on your body, and we have guidelines there about how much is gonna, you know, that you you know, we discussed this in the podcast before, how many units of alcohol is recommended. That, like, I think society does need a release. You know, I think alcohol is that release. I don't like, I've been around people who smoke cannabis and they're not pleasant people to be around. They're just...
That's a fair generalization, though. Do you mean when they're smoking or like...
Yeah, when they're... Yeah, because...
When they're stoned, like.
Yeah. Like, say I would have a few drinks up and I'd be mad up for the crack. I'd be like...
Well, we can confirm that.
Yeah. I'd be just like, I'd be hyper, like, that's why I like having a few drinks. Like, that's why I call wine Lady Petrol, you know, because it's just like, I just go hyper. And then you'd be sitting around and they're just all like, they're slower talking to you, their reaction. Like, they look very happy, but they're just like, yeah, I find it very hard to engage somebody in conversation who's, as you said, the word stupefied.
Yeah. You wouldn't have time to be listening to.
Yeah, I don't know.
But there are people out there who smoke it, whatever, on their day off. And they go and function. They hold down good jobs.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I definitely, like, I would agree. I don't think, like, so Canada has legalized it. Other countries have gone steps like decriminalizing it. I don't think it should be a criminal offense to have cannabis if you have it for your own personal use.
That's nearly the same thing, though, as legalizing, though, in Ireland. Like, if we get an inch, we'll take a mile, you know?
Yeah.
It's not a crime. Go on, should be grand.
Yeah.
But like, young lads can get caught for possession of cannabis, and then they can, if they get a criminal conviction, that can like cause problems with getting visas and stuff like that.
Spilt milk, Maureen.
Yeah.
Spilt milk. Rules are rules.
It is harsh, though. If you see some lad who's like 17 and he takes a smoke of a joint, gets caught, and then he can't ever like get a J1 or something, like, that's the cost and effect there. Like, is harsh.
Yeah.
Hey. I know, he should spilt milk. He shouldn't be at it.
Yeah, he shouldn't be at it. 17. Tell you, if I had a young lad of 17, rap. And it wouldn't be a chicken wrap he'd be getting either if he was going around the best.
Yeah, no, I think legality is just not the issue for me. I mean, Jägermeister is legal, but I don't really drink it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. That's a fair point.
You know, I wonder, will people look back in the future, like, maybe, like, in our grandparents' time, they seem to drink less or not as harsh as we do. I wonder, will there be a time where you'll say, Jez, you know, when your grandmother was 18 now, she used to put on a miniskirt and high heels, go down to the local and drink till she fell down. Well, and your grandkids would be like, what?
But this is an interesting thing that's actually happening, that Irish young people's alcohol consumption is gradually decreasing over time. Like, I think in 2011,
yeah.
2011, like, whatever, the middle of the recession.
The boom. We're
like,
08.
I think we were drinking like 12.1 litres of alcohol per year, and now it's down to like 11 litres. Now, that's... That's me just remembering off the top of my head. I'm not one of those quotes, but I know it was like, and they think that because healthier lifestyles are coming in more now, that progression will happen more.
I don't like where Ireland's going. I don't like where Ireland's going. No, but if we get back to the cannabis, right? The Green Party in Ireland have been determined to legalize cannabis for medicinal use for quite a while. It doesn't seem like it's going anywhere. What's your views on that?
There are times, yeah. The medical use in America, they use it treating stuff like, you know, sufferers of AIDS, HIV, multiple cirrhosis, if you've got like inflammation or pain management, I suppose,
yeah.
I think it's kind of used for over there. And there have been cases in Ireland where people felt they really needed it. They went and got it and it did help them. And I wouldn't like to get in their way.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, like the way that, like, the medicinal thing of it is just basically a spray that you spray onto your tongue. It's not smoking it, and it can help. I know there's young children in Ireland who parents feel that they need it for their help, the child's epilepsy. I wouldn't have a problem with that, you know.
Yeah. I think I would have a problem with it being readily available to everybody in Ireland. I would probably have a problem with that. If it came to a referendum, I'd probably vote against it. Mm. But I think for medicinal purposes, I think it's acceptable. If it's prescribed by a doctor, like, fair enough. If there's a healthcare professional that has prescribed this to help you with your ailment.
Lad, but you'd be giving the doctor the wink and the nudge.
Everybody in Ireland have cataracts. Cataracts be rampant. No, but I think, look, if it will help medicinal-wise, I'd be all for that. As Johnny said, who's standing in their way?
Yeah, because it does have side effects of like paranoia and mood swings and motivation loss. And like, you know, when you're younger, you'd be hanging out with people who'd be smoking a bit of it. And they would just admit that.
Mm.
Nobody who smokes would ever deny that it can make you paranoid or anything like that.
Oh, yeah. And I think particularly like when you're going, through puberty and like kind of when you're getting up to
your
college,
formative years. Yeah.
Yeah. You're going through a lot of different things. And I've seen it with cannabis that it can, people who might be predisposed to mental health problems like depression, like anxiety, it can just go wrong for them. It can exacerbate them because they're buying that drug illegally and they don't know the quantities of the THC that's in it. So it could just, it could send you down a very wrong road.
Yeah, it's not for me. I've never tried it. No, genuinely, I've never tried any drugs because I've got a heart murmur. It's pretty bad. But my thing is, after a feed of pints, you would nearly feel a bit down. You have like the fear.
Yeah.
Imagine that being like multiplied by a drug. Lads, that'd be a bad place to be on a Sunday.
I've one friend who doesn't drink, and the way she says it, and I completely agree with her, is that if you drink today, you're robbing happiness from tomorrow.
There you go. So. Hit the nail on the head. The big problem I have is not with marijuana. It is with cocaine. Mm. Now this gets my back up. I'm not going to lie. It's just everywhere. There's fellas putting it on their cornflakes in the morning, I'd say. Yeah. Genuinely, it's everywhere. Like, we live in a rural town here, and I'd say you'd count fairly handy the people who aren't on it.
Jesus.
On a night out, Johnny, on a Saturday night.
Yeah, I actually haven't been out in our town this year.
Mm.
Sorry, lads, I'll get down to you. But it's absolutely everywhere. And if you don't see it, you know, like, I think people know we don't do it, so they don't offer it to us.
Yeah.
You're not in the clique.
Mm.
But it's absolutely everywhere.
I have to say, maybe I just, I've never, it's never been offered to me, but I do know a guy who didn't use it, and he said he stopped using it because when he was in the shower, something fell out of his nose and he realised it was a bit of his septum and onto the shower. So he was like, no, I'm not going to take any more of that, so.
A genuine problem, but I think like these drugs and other drugs are so readily available now. It seems to be handily got, like, you know, college kids are now taking MDMA.
Mm.
Because it's cheaper than drinking.
Jesus.
Like, that's scary. Like, 10 years ago when I was in college, that wasn't, like, I'm sure there was Yorks or whatever around that people could get, but.
Yeah, but Yorks were always considered a dirty drug.
Yeah, kinda. Yeah.
Well, it depends who you're.
Now, like, cocaine seems to be the drug that is successful. I think people feel like, oh, take that now. Jeez, I'm the man, like, you know, I'm after taking cocaine.
I swear somebody, like, rebranded cocaine or did a marketing campaign. It's, like, popular all of a sudden again.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe it's kind of like people watch too much Wolf of Wall Street and we're like, yeah.
But that is another point I have here right in front of me. It's glorified in films. So like Love, Hate. There was an episode went by, someone wasn't snorting a bit up their nose. Like, people just thought like, oh, I want to be like Tommy, oh, Love, Hate. People are that influenced, genuinely. Wolf of Wall Street. Like,
yeah.
That has taken it like, oh, I want to be, that's cool, nearly cool, like, to be.
Just because Jordan Belfort is your personal hero.
Yeah, he, like, yeah, you know, I love him, but it's crazy. Like, I was out, now not in our local town, but I was out in a rural town, and I was chatting to a young lad, and it was a Sunday evening, and he was probably 17, 18, I'd say, 18 max. And we're chatting for a couple of minutes, and he said, right, I'm off into the Jacks there for a big fat line.
Jesus.
And it just, like, struck a chord in me. I was like, that is crazy. Is that what young people need now on a Sunday evening at 6:30?
Yeah, bring back Glen Rowe.
In their local.
In their local. Like, you know, it's not like you're in a nightclub there 2:00 in the morning. Like,
Yeah.
6:30 in a local.
Staring at the boys you went to school with and you're 100 euro down.
Yeah, it just...
That's the,
it's like, if you want to spend your money on that, please don't give your money to me. I can't imagine a bigger waste of money.
No, like. I'm not bashing people who do it or whatever. Look, each their own. It's your lives. I don't mind. Like, I'm all right. I'm comfortable enough not doing it. But I just think, if you're 18 years of age and you're taking coke at 6:30 on a Sunday, you have really, really got problems. Like what's going to happen when he's 28? 38? Will he be here? First of all, if he's taking it like that. Is it just a weekend thing? Is he taking it every day? Like,
he could be too far down the hole for anyone to pull him back.
It's hard to know, and it's scary. And that is the reality of what life is like now in society in Ireland. Like, it's,
I tell you one thing, he won't be playing county.
He will definitely not be playing county. And even like, I've been in places in Dublin which are considered like high end places. And I've seen fellas like just taking it out like it's a phone.
Jesus.
It's mental.
Yeah, I definitely, like, I wouldn't date anybody who did it. Like, I'd be like,
yeah,
I'd be, oh, I don't know.
That's a fact. I mean,
especially like, because you know how it's smuggled in and what
it's probably come in up someone's arse. So I don't care if the fella giving it to you is wearing a suit. Like, he didn't make it. It's not organic.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
he still pulled it out of some fella's arse.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's not like you know, you have some lad all rustic, like the happy pair. Like, do you know what I mean? It came in. It's not organic.
Just a podcast disclaimer. Yeah.
I'm saying it's not like a...
Happy pair sell vegan food and only vegan food.
I see your comparison, though.
Yeah.
100%.
It's pure stink. Like, if you're smoking hash that you buy around town, it's probably grown in the attic of, like, you know, some takeaway or something. Yeah. You don't want to be eating that, like.
Yeah. So what are we going to do about it?
I would be kind of a fan of the Green Party out of principle, because I think the green issues can't be ignored forever.
You're a real environment man, boy. You're like,
yeah, but you just can't. Okay, it's like, yeah, we need jobs and all that. All right, what if, like, the atmosphere goes to shite? We all die. Game over. So yeah. I'm not saying that they should be in government or whatever. I'm just saying you can't ignore the issues forever. But that's probably the one big gripe I have with them, is that, you know, at least, like, tackle medical use first. Then we see how we get on. But don't be going for, should be legalized.
Don't go gung-ho. I probably say I'd be against legalizing them for sure. And, like, anybody out there, just don't do it. Like,
you don't
just,
need it.
You don't need, yeah, you don't need it. Like, find something else in your life. Do you know? Focus on something else.
Canoeing.
Yeah. Is Johnny B recommended? Oh, she said, I don't know, lads. Stay on the drugs. Don't be canoeing. I'm joking, lads. Look, clean up your act. Anybody out there, mind yourselves. You don't know where that shit's coming from. All right. Lads, we're tired of saying it. For this next segment, pull over the car. If you're in the gym, put down the weights. If you're going doing the shopping in the supermarket, just leave it off. Because it's time for Noel Furlong. And it's time for Noel's News. Noel's News. It's Noel's News.
I'm young for that.
Well, Noel, it's great to have you here. Back in care.
Proper order.
You were sick of Dublin.
I was absolutely sick to the teeth. Smog is all that's up there. And pups.
What have you got for us this week?
Noel's News. The answer's in the question. Okay. So the first thing, I have good news and bad news. They're giving away free farmland. Bad news, it's in Russia. Russia is so bad, even the Russians don't want to live there, okay? The Russian government, a right bunch of larries, they're giving away land to anybody who wants to live in the province of Chukotka. Of course, famous for being the birthplace of Joe Dean. Went on to Hartford Cork. So it's the bit of Russia that's out near Alaska, right? You know, at least Alaska has the cake.
Baked Alaska. Yeah,
yeah. Baked Alaska. Yeah. There you go. I don't know, is it a cake or are they smoking too much of your ganji you were talking about? So at least Alaska is in America. At least they have, you know, burgers and that. What does Russia have? Hookers? I don't know.
So it's vodka, no.
Vodka, fair enough. Okay, I wouldn't be gone on that spud stuff now myself. You get 1 hectare. That's about, what, 2.5 acres, say. But that's too small to run a farm. So 2.5 acres, what can I farm? 2 cows and a badger.
A badger.
So Andrei Guskov, brother of Gary Guskov, the box player, he's head of the Man Land Russia movement, suggesting that people could band together and kind of run Soviet style collective farms. Now they're a disaster. We tried them in Ireland, and that's why we have Leash. But East Russia, Chukotka, hectare is what they're giving you. It's too small. And the land is cat. Right? You get more grass out of a squirrel's pocket, okay? The weather in Eastern Russia. Oh, lad, the snow comes down. Snowballs. Big as a dog. That's a fact. Whoosh. Right? So you only get the land for 5 years, too.
That's no good.
That's no good.
Jesus. Bad.
That's like giving me a dinner with no spuds. Right, you may as well slip me trot. But the reason all this is because lots of people have moved away from east, the far east of Russia, into the big cities. But the joke's on them. The cities are cat as well. So, Alexander Kozlov, minister in charge of developing the Far East, he gave away land on his Instagram. That's a fact.
That's unreal.
I thought him Instagrams were gone. We used to have them back in my father's time. Remember, if you knew there was something up now, if you got an Instagram from town, from the barracks or that.
You sure that was Instagram?
Or is it a Telegram? Oh, this is the Instagram on the computer.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I heard about this, and you can tag a friend. And
yeah.
Like you tag a calf.
Not necessarily, yeah.
In the ear. So on his Instagram on the computer now, that one, you can comment and you can win the land. Sounds like some hassle. Huh. All I had to do was marry Carmel. So, I was telling you a few weeks back about a pub that barred women. Do you remember this? They had a men-only night in the pub.
Yeah.
But in India, not to be outdone by the Glen of Achara, they have a church where women are barred.
Oh.
Fact. Right? The Sabarimala Temple in the South Indian state of Kerala. I know it well, says you. This week opened its doors to women of all ages for the first time after a historic Supreme Court ruling, right? But the women couldn't get in. They couldn't get in. The protesters blocked them. Local lads, no way, you're not coming in, girls. Two women, a journalist and an activist. I think that's somebody who goes jogging and that kind of thing.
Keeps active.
Keeps active, yeah. So she... All right, so the two of them ladies and 100 cops were trying to go and they couldn't get in. And they wouldn't be let in. But I wouldn't let the activists in either. Did you ever see that crowd jogging around town? What a fucking leak. It's a death trap. I was walking up past Sean Biles the other day and they nearly mowed me down. There was 15 of them and one of me. Huh? It was like the South Final of 92. So these two women, anyway, the local lads blocked it out. Now, Maureen, you're going to get vexed now when you hear this.
Okay.
If you thought you were vexed before. The temple does not allow women in of a menstruating age.
Ooh.
And they deem that, but the other fella, look, counting his fingers, they're trying to work out what that means. That
means 13.
Well, they counted from 10 to 50.
Okay.
So Hinduism, right, apparently, regards menstruating women as unclean and bars them from participating in rituals. Mm. Now, I bet you didn't know that.
Oh.
And you lived away fine without that knowledge until now. So, like, I'll say one thing to Carmel, right? Apart from being a fair bit of cake, she's fucking clean as a whistle. That woman is spotless. There's no Hindu going to come in and say she's unclean. Tell you that now. She'd always have the house spotless.
A fair bit of cake. Do you ever clean up?
Oh. 1989. Last time Noel washed a cup. Well, I tried to wash the cup. I burnt it. So the Hindu temples, right, they don't let women in when they're having their time of the month. Now, I don't know, do they just want a bit of peace or what? I don't know. But this place don't let them in at any time. Very strict rules, right? So over 1 million lads a year go to this temple out in the middle of nowhere, pilgrimage, right? And they're very strict diet, very strict rules. They have to give up smoking, drinking, meat and sex for 41 days beforehand. Not unreal.
Wow.
Drinking, riding, fags, few sausages. Huh? What kind of a religion? You may as well cut me balls off and give them to Nicky English. So those of you who don't remember, Nicky English is of course my dog. Not former Tip Hurler from Latin. So there's some sacrifice. That is some sacrifice in fairness now. And when you get to this god, like, jeez, he'd want to be paying you back. He'd want to be adding an inch onto your Mickey or something like that. giving up drinking and riding and smoking. It sounds like the minor hurling team. So this lord, right, he's a deity, this god they have, and his name is Lord Ayappa. And I thought Johnny Smacks was a bad name. So legend says this fella, he was an avowed bachelor. Oh ho. And he took an oath of celibacy. For fuck's sake. No wonder the women want to get in, huh? So in the Supreme Court, right, in India, there were 5 judges, and they ruled to let the ladies into the temple.
Yeah.
And the one judge who voted against it was a woman. Isn't that unreal?
That's unreal.
She had to be fucking awkward. Typical. So look, anyway, we hope they can sort it out without any more violence.
Brilliant.
Okay. My final story of the week is, of course, a local story. Peg Heffernan's geese got loose. They got loose. The whole atom got loose. So the geese got loose. Now, you know Peg, you do.
Yeah.
By the small cross there, Peg is tipping away on it. She's a bit of a hobby out the back of the house, Peg. She did a few geese, a few hens, sheep, ducks, calves, goats, ponies, and ostriches, 4 cats, pigs to eat the slabs. And with all the animals, she was afraid of the fox. But after the dog died, so she had a lovely sheepdog called Elton John. And he was gas. He was out on the road chasing the cars. And he'd be trying to hit the fucking exhaust pipe off the back of the cars. He's mad for pipe. Oh, pipe. He couldn't get enough of it. So eventually he caught a dose off one of the pipes anyway. One of the trucks he was chewing on had been delivering chickens. And then he ate a bit of raw chicken. The poor dog. He got AIDS. No, sorry, salmonella. Salmonella, sorry. So she rang the barracks. Peg rang the barracks. Oh, the geese after getting loose. Geese got loose. So Pat Fahey came out anyway, the guard. No, Pat. The big man. Pat's a bit of a bourgeoisie chip man, to be honest now, Maureen. So he's about as much use as paper wellies, that fella now. So she rang me anyway. No, all. The hens after getting loose. So big mystery anyway. Garda Fahey couldn't figure it out. I walked around the farm and I said, Peggy, there's a gap in the fence. I said, sure of a hen, he's a gap. He's going to get loose.
Get loose.
He's going to get loose. Like I tell the boys to kick out. When you're playing a match. And you have a kick out.
You have to get loose.
You have to get loose. So, she said, Garda Fahey will find him. I said, there's more chance of John Leahy joining the ACA now. So, where did I find the geese? Only inside Maloney's bar.
Oh, go away.
I'm from Mucca, yeah. I got it. I'm sure Tommy Maloney is stone blind at this age of his life. The geese came in. He thought they were a Chinese tourist. The geese started quacking. He said, yeah, lovely day, isn't it? Poor man is blind. So he started laying out pints anyway. Just the geese were langers. The geese were fucking loaded. So it was handy enough. I loaded them back into the back of the van anyway, handy enough. But Maloney is gaslight. He's stone blind. When I go in now, he'd know the sound of your voice, you know. And I'd hear Maloney and he'd let me in. And he'd say, you work away and all. And I'd serve myself, you know. I'd take a fair bit of change now, to be honest. So I dropped him back anyway, but I was one short. I couldn't find one. So I leave that to you to guess where that has gone.
Sunday roast.
So I hear you're going on tour.
Yeah, we are, yeah.
There's home breaks, man.
Are you going to come with us?
Am I going to go watch ye?
Yeah.
I'd rather watch Brian Cody ride the wife.
Ha ha ha!
I'd rather watch Brian Cody ride my wife than you two apes.
Oh, yeah. I don't know if that's going to make the end of it, but thank you very much. No.
Go on, I must go away. Camera's doing goose for dinner anyway.
Good luck. Brilliant.
As and Les, whatever you do this week, get loose.
Get loose. Alright. Oh man. She doesn't like pina coladas or getting caught in the rain. She likes white men and
white wine! Oh. White wine!
She likes white wine.
And getting loose. Hang on. He's trying to read out a page, you know. He's not able.
Other colours, they're also available.
I'm not a racist. Oh my.
She likes white wine,
there's,
not white men.
There's snot coming out of me nose. I want to try. She doesn't like pina coladas and getting caught in the rain. She likes white wine and men who carry an umbrella. Maura, what's your mystery topic this week?
I had to follow this. This is not fair.
We've lost it here in Two Johnny's HQ.
I only came in to talk about the Mighty Ducks.
Lads, we'll keep the mystery topic tight this week.
Yes, because yes.
We've been too loose.
Yeah, we've been way too loose with time, right? Lads, I have bad news for you. I have today's Sunday Independent here in front of me, the Life magazine, page 8. There's a little article here. The headline is, "So Over, Men Without Socks." And it goes, "Winter is coming and we are tired of seeing your bare ankles. Brendan Courtney, we're looking at you here, sticking out below your cropped trousers. We're not sure this was ever much of a thing to begin with, but now as temperature drops, we are definitely over it." Lads, are you going to have the ankles out over the winter?
100%. I went to Boston last November. Me and Johnny went to Boston for the Fenway Classic last year, and that was cold, and I had the ankles out, lads. So it won't stop me in Ireland.
Yeah, who wrote that?
It's
the Fashion Police.
Yeah, it's there's not a, an author. The author wouldn't commit their name to this.
Yes,
article.
Show yourself.
Yeah. So it's I think it's the Life magazine. It's edited by Brendan O'Connor, who sends Cutting Out. So or, I don't know if he edits this section of it anymore. But
we'll get an email address for him. We'll have a word.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be as big a fan of the ankles out movement as you would. Of course, when Johnny has his ankles out, he is wearing socks. They're just the little small invisible ones.
Mm. Yeah, little pop socks.
Yeah, you have to wear socks just for hygiene.
Yeah, for hygiene reasons. So I always have socks on. But I like the ankles out. I think it's nice, you know?
Yeah.
It's cool. Something a bit different.
Yeah, I like to be a little bit different as well. Like,
but so. You wear it, it's skinny jeans, and then it's normally with low-cut Converse or something like that, is it?
Have like low-cut Vans, maybe. You might even have what they call a kind of a brogue. For all the world,
I don't think it works as well with actual shoes now.
Yeah, but they're not actual shoes. You know the ones I have, loafers.
Yeah, I was going to say moccasins. Yeah, I do like
moccasins.
Yeah, mother of God.
Yeah,
I used to go to school with one in moccasins. All right, yeah, yeah. So loafers, I'd go for loafers, or maybe I got a nice pair of Stan Smiths now. In fairness, so I rock them now a bit.
I don't mind a little bit of ankle.
Yeah,
but if you're wearing socks, you can wear like funky socks. And I would be a fan of wearing like mental socks. If you're going to wear socks, make a thing of it.
That's a very cool thing that men do. Well, I love it when a guy's wearing a really nice suit and then he has like the jazziest red socks. That's
grand with a suit, like, but I don't think so with a pair of jeans.
Skinnies.
Nah. What, you have a pair of like fucking minion socks?
We're going to do this. No, it'll be more like a colour.
Not for me. Not my style, Trig. Not my style.
We'll do it on Instagram. We'll do a poll.
Okay, fair enough. Okay. I'm definitely going for ankles out. Maura, I will be keeping the ankles out all this winter.
Great topic, really. That's
If it snows, I will have the ankles out. I can guarantee that. Don't forget to rate, review, and tell your friends about the Two Johnny's Podcast and use the hashtag #2johnnyspod. That's the number 2 Johnny's Pod. And you can get in touch with us on Instagram and Snapchat as well at Johnny B Tipman on Snapchat. And at Johnny Smacks, and it's the same on Instagram, and at Miss Maura Faye on Instagram, I think, isn't it?
Yeah.
If you want pictures of dogs.
Yeah, that's all I post on my social media is pictures and videos of Ted, but people seem to like them.
There you go.
Yeah, so. Ted's cool, so.
We post all kinds of stuff on ours.
You can find anything on ours.
I went to the county final today with Paul Collins, so check that out on Snapchat, lads. He was saying County Clonalty won the final. He's like, "Farm relief, we're going to be getting some hit in the morning."
Classic as ever from Paul. new documentary looking at the life and times of champion boxer Katie Taylor is set to hit cinema screens on Friday the 26th of October. With this in mind, we've decided to compile a list of our top 5 sports-related films. We put a call out on social media during the week for what favourite films are. Some of the suggestions we got back were Coach Carter, Blades of Glory, The Water by Mean Machine, The Longest Yard, and The Longest Yard, and Dodgeball. Now, I really pushed for this topic. It was met.
We weren't doing the podcast.
It was met with a bit of resistance in the WhatsApp group. Not going to lie. Think I've won you over. I didn't go to the county final today because I was honestly, Johnny rang me and was like, look, I'm going up and we'll meet Paul. And I said, look, I can't. I haven't got the top 5 yet.
He's been deliberating his top 5 all week.
I've been scouring through our Instagram messages.
Go on.
And
lay it on us, brother.
So I've got my top 5, right?
Okay, is this a top 5 with honourable mentions or just a pure top 5?
I'm going to do my top 5 first in no particular order. Then I will give honourable mentions. Now, this isn't going to please everyone, lads, right? Now, can I say, first of all, people were like, oh, Green Street and the Football Factory. Not sporting films. They don't actually show any passages of sport. You know, I know it's based around it, but it's not, so they're not making it. So in no particular order, my top 5. Happy Gilmore. Right, Adam Sandler, absolutely class. He actually makes golf fun in this film, you know.
Yeah.
Anytime I play golf, I end up crying.
Yeah. It's so quotable, that movie.
Yeah, that's the thing. And everybody remembers it. It's donkey's years old, still a classic.
Yeah. Rock. I remember you watching it in California, and I was in the room next door, and I just hear the whole time.
Yeah, it still makes me laugh, and I know every word of it.
We had mice. No, it is. It's fun for the whole... That's a real family movie. It's fun for adults and kids.
And it's got a great cast as well. You forget Ben Stiller's in that. Could I trouble you for a glass of warm milk? You can trouble me for a glass of shut the hell up. So, Happy Gilmore is definitely in there. In no particular order, again, number 2, Rocky.
Yeah.
Rocky 4 particularly, where he batters the head off the Russian lad. Ivan Drago.
I must break you.
Yeah, there's a lad up in ABP. The bulb off Ivan Drago, lad. He'd be going around the town the odd time. Rocky 5, shite.
Oh, Tommy the Gun.
Tommy Gun, I don't like that one, lad.
Oh, no. That's just Tommy's, or Rocky's getting emotional. Yeah, all, like.
Tommy Gun. So Rocky trains him and then ends up fighting him in a street fight. Not feeling it.
It was good, but it was a poor ending.
Very, very poor ending. And I know they've had Creed and a couple of things since Rocky Balboa.
Yeah, Creed's not too bad.
But look, Rocky has to be in there. So many of them, and it's gone for so many years.
It won a Best Film Oscar.
Yeah, an Oscar, yeah. So there you go. That's got to be in there. That's 2. 3, again, in no particular order. Any Given Sunday. Lads, that speech. Right? Now, people...
This is Al Pacino, and it's an American football film.
Yeah. Johnny, you do a good Al Pacino impression.
I pissed away all my money. Now I can't do it for you.
It's a good impression, isn't it?
It's the good. 6 inches in front of your face.
I love it, Johnny. You've just popped a vein there, like, on your neck as well. So people think of the speech, but I think the cast as well, right? Jamie Foxx, Cameron Diaz, Al Pacino. And I particularly love Jamie Foxx's character, Steaming Willie Beeman. So if you haven't seen Any Given Sunday, you got to check it out. That has made it into my top 5.
Not a particularly funny movie or anything.
No, just pretty good. A good insight.
Yeah, it wouldn't make my top 5, but go on.
Okay, right. Fucking hell. Number 4, this one. Honestly, this was in everybody's top 5 who contacted us on Instagram during the week. And that is Remember the Titans. Absolutely. If you really push me now for number 1, it'd be between this and Happy Gilmore.
This is another American football movie.
Yeah, so it stars Denzel Washington. And it's kind of about racial divide in America. Set back where it is.
I know, but I'm just saying. The reason I don't like Denzel Washington, but because of your previous comment, I can't say
that.
Oh, this.
You're going to cut back off Denzel, were you? By Jesus.
But you said I like white men. Somebody could like...
You want to watch yourself more.
Go on, sorry.
This is about a high school football team.
Yeah, they merged 2 high schools together.
And it's in like one of the southern states,
Mississippi,
isn't it?
I think, or something like that. So Denzel is in it. And it's really sad at the end. Gary Bertier gets in a car crash. Spoiler alert.
Oh, lad. And, you have to say spoiler alert before you say the thing.
Yeah, whatever. And it's really sad. So it's got that great thing about a sports film that, you know, you love it. Oh, yes, this is great. It's about sport. But then it's also tinged with a bit of sadness and... It's really nice. I like that. Remember things. And last, but certainly not least, on my top 5 is The Waterboy.
Oh, yeah.
Another Adam Sandler classic. He's got 2 in my top 5.
Yeah. Now, the Waterboy is very good,
it's
yeah.
It's easily known I'm influenced by comedy films that both of them have made it into my top five. But again, Johnny, that's so quotable. And also, Vicky Valentine is fairly sexy.
Yeah.
She is, isn't she? She's got the headlock. Do you know the headlock?
I say there was a few Vicky Valentines around Ross Gray in your day.
Yeah, when I was driving around the ride on a lawnmower.
It's not Vicky Valancourt.
Vicky Valancourt, yeah.
Vicky Valancourt, mama.
Yeah. She showed me her boobies. I liked him too. So the Waterboy. That's my top five. Happy Gilmore, Rocky, Any Given Sunday, Remember the Titans, and Waterboy.
My top five, I guess this is in particular order, in fifth place, Semi-Pro.
Oh my God, how did I not think of that?
Semi-Pro is a Will Ferrell movie, and it's kind of the same vein as all his other movies like Anchorman, but it's about a basketball team. He writes this song called Love Me Sexy, and it's a big hit. His mother comes down in a dream and tells him, and he writes the song, and it's a big hit. And from the profits of that one-hit wonder, he starts the Flint, Michigan Tropics basketball team, but they're awful because he plays himself on the team every week. So it's a really funny, really cool movie.
I'm going to replace Any Given Sunday with that, man. How did I not think of that film?
Yeah, you jive turkey.
And I spent the last 2 days compiling this list.
My number four is Happy Gilmore. We talked about that. My number three, my seventh max argue about this for a whole day. Forrest Gump, lad.
Not a sports film.
There Forrest Gump is so stupid, he can't spell his name, and he gets a college degree. How did he get it?
Been able to run really fast.
By playing football?
Yeah, but he wasn't even...
That's not a sports film, John.
He wasn't even good at playing football. They just gave him the ball and were like, run, stupid, run.
That's the idea of American football.
I can't give you that. No. Moral, I can't.
No.
Right, The Warrior.
Oh,
this
yes.
This is Tom Hardy and Joel Edgerton. Mm. Edgerton?
Edgerton.
They play estranged brothers, and their dad is Nick Nolte. And it's about UFC.
Yeah.
It's not about UFC, it's about MMA. It's
about MMA, and it's pure, really, it's pure cheese. They dress it up in grit.
Yeah.
And I'm like, Tommy, you know, you think you're my brother? Were you in the core, man? Like, they make it sound cool, but it's actually...
Turn the fucking ship around.
It's like, it's an MMA version of Rocky, really. Like, but there is some funny bits where they're fighting.
Yeah.
And the commentator's like... Mom, put away the china. The boys are at it again. It's a fun movie. And of course, my number one has to be Rocky.
Yeah, Rocky. Classic. Absolute classic. Maureen.
Can I just say a little bit on Rocky for a sec on Rocky? You all know Sylvester Stallone wrote the original script. Mm. And went on to direct it, the whole lot. Produced it, whatever. He was going absolutely nowhere. Mm. Moved out to LA. Couldn't get an action part. And he went to see Ali fight. And Ali was fighting this guy called... the Bayonne Bleeder. He was supposed to be like a local guy, a bit of a nobody, but he knocked Ali. And for that minute, he looked like he was going to be king of the world. So anyway, inspired Stallone, and he wrote the script. He went home and wrote the script in 3 days. Mm. And he went to get some part, didn't get the part he wanted. And then while he had a minute with the directors, he was like, hey, I got this script, you want to read it? So they come back and they love the script. And they're like, oh my God, do you know who should play Rocky? Burt Reynolds. And Stallone's like, no, what are you talking about me? I'm going to play Rocky. So they're like, no. They offer him $360,000 for the script. You got to take it. He's absolutely broke. Mm. He's got no money. And he turns it down. Eventually, they're like, grand, you make the movie, but we're only giving you $1 million to make the movie, which even in the 70s now was like really, really small. He came in under budget because he used all his mates. Mm. And it's completely done on handheld cameras.
Jesus. Wow.
Rocky, yeah. Is so it? Yeah, because he had no money.
Then buys it some steady hands.
Yeah, so he went on to get 9 Oscar nominations and won 3, including Best Picture, and grossed over $200 million.
That's absolutely sensational. The only flaw I do find in the Rocky films is like he missed their tea in them.
Oh my God,
that was just shit.
Yeah, but Johnny, Rocky is not believable from start to finish.
Yeah, so yeah.
It's a cartoon movie, like. It's just great crack.
Yeah. In like 4 weeks, he learns to box properly. He's like, oh, it's never good in my feet. You know, and then he learns to like, that's...
by bouncing a ball.
Yeah, and a rope. Like.
Yeah, it's like, you can't learn to be good in your feet in 4 weeks, you know.
And he's in a cold room then, clattering the meat.
Yeah.
Like, I worked in a factory.
Yeah.
There's no way you'd withstand the cold in there. And like, that meat's rock hard too, like, so... Rocky's a fair animal if you slap that around.
Yeah, you'd be breaking wrists and stuff.
Yeah.
They'd actually be doing damage to the bones.
Definitely.
But it is a good film. Will I give you my top 5?
Yes, please, Maureen.
Okay, now, these are films that are just, they're a little bit higher brow than semi-pro, but
oh.
I love
oh.
sorry, but I love them all. The Fighter with Mark Wahlberg. Mark Wahlberg. Yeah. And
Christian Bale.
Yeah, just brilliant film. I love the sisters in it. You know, the it's
all of Boston.
Yeah,
Dorchester.
Yeah. Dorchester.
Dorchester.
Yeah. The Fighter, When We Were Kings. That's the documentary about when Ali fought George Foreman.
You've just disqualified yourself.
Why?
You can't have a documentary.
What?
It's not a movie.
It's not a movie.
It's exceptional.
It's a documentary film, and it's.
It's
I think it won an Oscar, so I'm going on the list. Okay?
What Oscar did it win?
Best documentary.
Yeah.
Whatever. Okay. When Chariots of Fire. I love the soundtrack. Senna, again, another documentary. I know, but that is such a good film, and it's so, like, it's kind of like Rocky, but real life, and that's just somebody so believed in their own talent and just took an awful lot of.
For those who don't know, will you explain who that is?
So Ayrton Senna, he was a Formula One driver, and basically it's a really well done documentary. They went back and got early childhood footage and just basically how he worked his way up through karts, from driving go-karts into the Formula One, and all the politics and, you know, BS he encountered along the way, and just was just this phenomenal driver and had just massive self-belief and was so talented.
Cool.
So it's very, like... I won't give any, do any spoilers or anything like that, but it, you will enjoy it. And then the last one is Raging Bull, Robert De Niro.
Yeah,
just, that's a class film. So, yeah.
Very diverse top fives.
Yeah.
Honorable mentions?
Yes.
I've got The Waterboy, The Wrestler, Mickey Rooney.
It's too sad.
Such a good movie. Check that out, lads. It's really retro. Yeah. Coach Carter, a basketball movie with Samuel L. Jackson. Foxcatcher, about the American wrestling team. Very unusual movie, thriller. One Irish one I threw in, Man About Dog. It's a bit of crack. It's about greyhound racing. He builds a stadium at the end. Come on. Raging Bull and Moneyball.
Yeah.
Moneyball's good, yeah.
Man About Dog, class film. Borderline. Is it, I guess greyhound racing is a sport.
Yeah, it is. Moneyball, Pat Short shoots a cow.
Yeah, it's fair funny.
That's not a sport, though.
Yeah, that is not a sport.
And Moneyball, of course, is a movie about baseball, but it's more about these. Statistics and Brad Pitt's in that,
which is actually being implemented in a lot of soccer clubs and baseball.
That's
and
if you're into
football.
Your sport, that's worth checking that out. Is, not that, that exciting, but very interesting.
Yeah, my honourable mentions: Space Jam. Can't believe it didn't make it in there. I tied with it, lads. It's a classic. It's
they're making Space Jam 2.
Yeah, LeBron.
So this is like a mix between animation and reality.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. So Space Jam, a massive. I'm sorry. I suppose an apology to Gordon Bombay, the manager of the Mighty Ducks from Minneapolis, Minnesota. Lads, I could not get you in the top five. I just couldn't, as much as I wanted to. But
I know,
love.
Yeah, I know Emilio Estevez listens to the podcast.
Yeah, So I just want to say.
What's the chant that they do in that?
Go ahead. Ducks fly together. Ducks fly together. Quack, quack, quack.
Don't they do like a slow quack, quack,
yeah, quack,
quack, with all their hands in together?
They do the flying V then, as the owl. They come out from behind the goals. Yeah, so. To be honest, I probably should have had that in the top five. Also, the blind side. Big Mike. About Michael Orr. Sandra Bullock.
Yeah.
American football movie again?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that won Oscars too. Mm-hmm.
Did it?
Yeah.
She won Best Actress for her.
I also had Warrior, Johnny, that you were touching on there. White Men Can't Jump.
I haven't seen it.
Brilliant. It's Woody Harrelson and Wesley Snipes. Mm. Great show.
Basketball.
About two hustlers on the street. That's brilliant. Also had Moneyball. Cool Runnings, lads. You want to kiss my lucky egg? Yeah.
The Jamaican bobsleigh team.
Yeah, from the Winter Olympics. Yeah. John Candy, why? Gas man, me.
Such a great concept for film. Like, as soon as you write down, it's a movie about the Jamaican bobsleigh team, it just writes itself.
Yeah. It was really, really good. I loved
it. It was
cool
the last
runnings.
Film John Candy did.
No way.
I think it was, before he passed away. At Dodgeball.
If you can dodge a wrench, you can dodge a ball.
Yeah. Patches O'Houlihan, boy. Dodgeball's a classic. That again, that didn't make it in. And I love Vince Vaughn in some films.
Yeah, it was massive. But for me, not as good as Semi-Pro.
Yeah, no,
I haven't
no.
seen Semi-Pro. So
okay. Yeah, Mara. Okay. You're missing out. The Longest Yard. Sandler. He could have had a third one in my top five. Again, American football. Nelly's in that. Nelly, lads. Nelly.
That lad with the bandage on his face.
Yeah, the plaster. Cut himself shaving years ago. Still hasn't healed.
He's always picking at it, sure.
Yeah. I told you, Nelly, don't be picking at it.
Do you know what I mean? He was looking for a bit of soda cream.
I also have Mean Machine. Vinnie Jones.
Uh-huh. Soccer in prison.
Did you know Danny Dyer's in that film?
Do.
There you go. You learn something new every day. I also had Coach Carter, Johnny, that you gave an honourable mention to. And last but not least, I really tied with this. Blades of Glory.
I love Blades of Glory.
Chaz Michael Michaels.
Will Ferrell movie about ice skating.
Will Ferrell and John Heder. John Heder, I think it's pronounced. Yeah. So lads, you've got enough recommendations there. I don't even have to do my Netflix recommendation this week. You've got around 40 films there to go and check out. That's our top five. I lost sleep over it. You didn't even care. Maura put in two documentaries. You know what I mean? I pour my heart into this. I don't know. Why I bother?
Well, can I? We're talking about Rocky, and it's in both of our top fives. I wanted to give a quick mention to Rocky 4. This is the one with the Russian.
Mm-hmm.
And why I love it is because of the montages.
There's some cracking training montages in that film.
Rocky 4 has 8 montages. It's the most montages in a movie in history, okay? Now, one of my favorites, the one that really stands out, is the one after his buddy Apollo Creed dies. And then Rocky agrees to fight the Russian lad. So he's getting in the car and Adrian's pissed. She's like, don't go to Russia, you lunatic. He gets in the car and he drives around. So it's not even a training montage. It's just him driving around and it's flashbacks for an entire song. It's 4 minutes and 25 seconds.
Of a montage.
And the song is No Easy Way Out by Robert Tepper. So it's all flashbacks from the previous 3 Rocky movies for 4.5 minutes. And you could say, like, you could argue, oh, Rocky's life is flashing before his eyes because he's going to die like Apollo. But I get the feeling it's just really lazy filmmaking.
I'd say he really made a lot of money. And then they're like, oh, give us another script. And he was like, oh, I'll give you another script. And they're like, come here, Sylvester. That's only 47 minutes long. And he's like, hey, montage. Okay. Montage, baby.
My second favorite montage of the movie is the 7th one. It's the fight with Ivan Drago in Russia. 4 minutes, 35 seconds of a montage. The song is War by Vince DiCola. So at this stage, we've gone an unprecedented whole 10 minutes without a montage. Now, don't worry, nothing's actually happened. They just walk into the ring and throw a few slaps. Now, even Stallone knows he can't show all 15 rounds of a fight. So how do you fix that?
Montage.
Okay. So 15 rounds. Well, they show kind of the first 2. So it's 13 rounds of a montage. They just slap the heads off each other. And at one stage, Rocky actually loses the fight because he gets knocked to the ground 3 times in 1 round. And nobody seems to notice. They just keep montaging.
Because
that is a TKO in a lot of...
Yeah,
in a lot
yeah,
of,
yeah.
But not in Soviet Russia. So there's so many body shots that Stallone actually had to go to hospital after filming that day.
My God.
So there's a total of loads of montages. The total running time of the movie is 91 minutes and 20 seconds. Total montage time, 29 minutes... 10 seconds. So that's 31.9% of the movie is montage, which means the movie is 1/3 montage, 1/3 fighting, 1/3 movie. And a few, like a good bit out of the movie bit is the bit with the robot.
Yeah.
Rocky's so rich, he buys a robot to bring drinks to Paulie. Yeah. So Rocky 4, it really lost the run of themselves. Like, I get the feeling Hollywood, like,
yeah, you know what I mean? I'd say Rocky was having a good time, or Sylvester was having a good time writing that movie. Lads, they are our top fives. Go and check them out and get in touch with us, of course, during the week. Let us know if we left out anything, if we missed any big sporting films, and also what your favourites are. Get in touch with us during the week. And finally, it's Yurt or Dirt time, where we, the two Johnnies, give our highlight and lowlight of the week. I'll kick us off. Will I kick you off my dirt?
Go on.
Okay, I like to start with the bad one. My dirt is Brown Thomas in Dublin, lads. Had a kind of a Christmas concert and turned on all the Christmas lights and have all their Christmas decorations up. We haven't had Halloween.
Can I correct you there, Johnny? It's not just Dublin.
Everywhere.
It's nationwide.
Nationwide.
Limerick has it too. In Brown Thomas in Limerick, because we were talking about this during the week, they opened their Christmas shop in August.
That's sick.
And they absolutely cleaned up. They cleaned up. People see.
And are they putting it at half price or something that people are buying it?
little bit of a discount, not in major.
Yeah, Irish people love discounts.
Can I make a podcast suggestion that we ban the C word until December?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. We're making that. Two Johnnies, Mara, we're making a plea here, lads. Don't talk to us about Christmas. Although we will probably have to mention Christmas because they think we've got a show coming up at Christmas. Look, we crossed that bridge.
Just
when we come
December,
to it. Yeah, December.
Our tickets for our show will make an ideal present for somebody in December.
Yeah,
there
you
go. Birthday if it's December. A birthday,
yeah. Perfect, Johnny, perfect. Yeah, but that is my dirt of the week. I just thought, lads, it's a bit early. Let's get over Halloween first. Yeah, money talks. There we go.
My dirt of the week, I'm not going to name them. I'm going to give them a chance. But a large retail store in Ireland is selling Hurleys made in India. Come on, lads, we're better than that.
Give him a chance, yeah.
Don't buy him.
Don't do it.
You know what I mean? There's plenty of lads in Ireland making Hurleys.
You can tell me they're off air. Who is it?
Guess. It's the people you think it is, like.
Okay.
But there's enough lads in Ireland making Hurleys. You could give one of them a twist and, you know, do a deal with them to make it worthwhile financially. Yeah, support 100%.
Local. I've got another dirt.
Oh,
me heating's gone at home.
Oh, lad.
Yeah, some dose. So if we don't close this podcast soon enough, my fire is going to be going out and I'm going to be having a really, really cold night. Yeah, I need a new boiler. £1,300. If anyone out there do it cheaper, lads, get in touch. But the boiler's gone, yeah.
What's your yurt, so?
My yurt of the week is Westlife announced a Croke Park date and I'm buzzing. And now we're not looking for stuff, you know, we're not looking for favours here. But if there's any company out there that aren't thinking about using their corporate box in Croke Park on that particular day, let me know. I will buy it off you for the day. Mm. I'm looking to get a box. Not just for me, like, obviously, like, you know, bring a few people and they're going to pay as well.
You don't have to invite me, don't worry.
No, we'll bring you, Marv, you know about it. We might even do the podcast live from Westlife. Who knows?
I'd rather not.
Pure buzzing.
Probably not, yeah. Strange one. They've pre-released their album. So our mate Enya Martin, who was on the podcast, said she bought Westlife's new album and it's not out 15 months. But she's paid for it. Like, and it gives you puts you up in the queue to buy tickets. How weird is that?
Right, I'm off to pre-order Westlife's album.
So my year to the week is this week. It was 2 years since the death of our rugby legend Axel Foley. He died in Paris while they were playing Racing Metro, and this week the Racing 92.
They've changed their name.
The fans sporadically had a big banner for him in the crowd. Aww. Not organised by the club or anybody, so that was really nice. And last night I was listening to John Creedon on the radio. Thursday night. So during the week I was listening to our buddy John Creedon on RT Radio, and he's got such a nice voice and he's playing great tunes, and I tweeted him. I was like, John, your voice is like a jacket for the ears, man. I'm not even going to light the fire tonight. You're keeping me warm. And then he read it out. He was like, oh, a tweet from Johnny B, all around good guy.
Did he say that?
Yeah. And he's like,
he doesn't really know you though.
And then he was like, your voice is like a jacket for the ears. Must be wearing headphones.
You gotta love John. Can we get John Creedon on this podcast?
Yeah, let's do that.
Yeah, let's get John Creedon.
If you don't
podcast.
Know him, he does all these like shows on Sunday evenings on RT, but he has a music show late night on RT Radio 1, and he actually plays great tunes. Like, well, you won't find any like current stuff, but all mad blues.
Yeah,
and stuff.
Exactly. Great tunes.
Yeah, it's worth listening to. It's worth checking out if you're on the road, if you're not listening to this podcast.
Yeah, and you can go back and watch John Creedon's Road Less Traveled. We feature in one of the episodes as well if you're doing nothing during the week. So there you go. Yeah. But Mara, how do we do this week?
Yous are so good. Super. Yeah. Superstars.
I'm starving now, to be honest. And I've got to go home and get a log on that fire.
Are you going for your cheat meal today?
Yeah, I'm having my cheat meal today.
What are you going for?
I'm probably going to go for an Enzo's.
Ooh, pizza.
Yeah, pizza, yeah.
What are you going for?
I always get the Enzo special.
What's that?
It's like everything on it, basically.
I thought you were going to say two pizzas.
Yeah, it's a cheat meal, man. You know, yeah, it's got all like peppers, onion, sweet corn, the whole lot. No, it's got ham, pepperoni. I don't like chicken on pizza. Don't really agree with it.
I agree, yeah.
We'll get back to that.
We get back to that in another day. All right, lads, that's it for this week. From me, Johnny Smacks.
From me, Johnny B.
From me, Mark.
We'll be back Johnny's next week, podcast. Same time, same channel.
Two Johnny's podcast.
Two Johnny's recording a podcast.